Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starring Perek Shlishi in the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Sog the Mishnah, Rahu Beis Din V'Chol Yisrael Nechkeru Ho'edim. So based on the Bavli, the Pshat of this Mishnah is, there's three different options. Rahu Beis Din saw the Levana during the day, and Yimele Yavadin Lo Yisei Shmiya G'doyla Miriyah. They don't have to hear the Edus, because they saw it themselves. Or Kol Yisrael, Am Yisrael in general saw the Chodesh. So everybody really saw the Levana. Or a third option is Nechkeru Eidim. There was Eidim that came and they were investigated. But Beis did not have the chance to say Mekudosh until it became dark. So then automatically the Chodesh will be pushed the next day. Rahu Beis Din Bilvant, if Beis Din saw it, and based on the Bible, it means they saw it at night. You can't say, Lo Yisei Shmiya G'doyla Miriyah. So they have to have a testimony, because you have to see it during the day. The Kiddush HaChodesh is considered to be a mishpat. It has to be during the day. They saw it here at night. What should they do? Ya'amdu Shnayim Ve'yidu Lifneim. Two out of the Beis Din will stand in front of their friends and say that they saw the Chodesh, and they'll do the testimony. Continues the Mishnah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ve'yoyimu Mekudosh Mekudosh, and Beis Din will say it's Mekudosh. What happens if three saw it and there are the Beis Din? There's only three. Two of them will get up to testify. And they'll have other people join the one. And they'll testify in front of them and they'll be able to say Mekudosh. Meaning Beis Din of Eidus HaChodesh needs to be at least three Dayanim. So the Gemara, Beis Din v'chol Yisrael v'chulei. So the Gemara starts by explaining the Mishnah. When it says Beis Din Kol Yisrael, it means either Beis Din or Kol Yisrael. And based on the Bible, the next line is also this way. Nechkeru Eidim is a third option. The Gemara now brings a machlokes regarding what do we do in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh if necessary. Sometimes Beis Din does a cheshbon that we're going to have Yom Kippur and Shabbos, for example, one day after another. And that will cause a problem from the Mesim, the ones that die in the beginning of Shabbos, you can't bury them until after Yom Kippur. So they don't want Shabbos and Yom Kippur to fall one next to each other. So then sometimes Beis Din has the authority to push Rosh Chodesh based on their understanding. So the Gemara brings here two opinions. Rabbi Zeira, Rav Ami, B'Shem Shuba Levi, what Rabbi Zeira said was, Me'amamin ala nire le'abroi, ein me'amamin al shaloi nire le'katshoi. So me'amamin means you threaten. You threaten the Eidim and you basically force their hand not to say exactly what happened. So says Reb Zeira, if they saw the Levana, you could force them and say, I do not want you to testify. You saw the Levana tonight. Wait for tomorrow. Sometimes they need to push Rosh Chodesh by one day so you could tell them not to testify. But you don't do that at Shaloi Nira, the one who did not see Lekatshoi, to do it one day early. So let's say now it's the 30th day of the month, and basically have a reason for Rosh Chodesh to be that day. You don't make the Eidim say, we saw the Levana, if they didn't see the Levana. And the explanation according to Zeira is Pashut. If they saw the Levana, you just tell them, do not testify, we'll wait for tomorrow. But this, not to see a Levana and to say you did see it, that's already a Sheker. So Rabbah says a little differently. He says the opposite. If it was not seen, you could force it to say they saw it. But if it was seen, to say not to testify till tomorrow, that's more of a problem. Why? Because if someone saw it, we assume there's other people that saw it. So there's a lot of people in the Amish that will say, we saw the Levana the night before. Why did Beis Din wait until the next day? The Sheker will be clear. But if it was not seen and you force someone to say he saw it, meaning telling the Eidim to say that they saw it, it doesn't look like a Sheker because nobody knows. Maybe some Eidim saw the Levana in some place. So the Gemara now brings several riots to here and to there. The Gemara starts with the question of Zeiro. Mastisa pligol of Zeiro, we have a Mishnah argument of Zeiro because it says, Rahu Beis Din v'chol Yisrael, Nechkeru Eidim, that's our Mishnah. V'lo yispiku l'mar mekudosh, ad shechashecho, harei ze me'ubor. So if they didn't, we're not able to say mekudosh, so you push, the Rosh Chodesh will be done the next day. V'lo yishechashecho, mashu dafka, because they were forced, they were about to do Kiddush Chodesh today, but it became dark, you have no other choice, so you to push the next day. But if they have an option, we don't go and push the next day. We don't come and say something that you saw, let's move to the next day. Because according to Rav Zeira, sometimes Beis Din will see it, and they'll still have time, and they'll still push it one day. That's not the mishmos of our Mishnah. On the other hand, Masniso Pligol Rabo, we find a raya against Rabo, because it says, Yechol Meyatzorich Shnei Yomim, Noistin Noi Shnei Yomim. Meaning, if Beis Din see a need to go and do the Chodesh 2 days less, meaning instead of doing the Kiddush Chodesh on the 30th day, they'll do it on the 29th day, so you're missing a day, could it be that you could do that? Tomud Loimer Oisoi En Lo Yala Yomechot Bilvad. You could only go 1 day early, meaning you could do it on the 31st day or 1 day early, the 30th day, not more than that. Hadom Ro En Me'am Minash Loi Nira Lekachoi. Now, what will be the reason the Beis Din will want to make Rosh Chodesh 1 day earlier, meaning during the 29th day? It must be that the last 2 months, the Kiddush Chodesh was on the 31st day. It was a 30-day month. So now comes another month, we're trying now to reduce a day. So why do we reduce a day now? Why not in the previous month, which is instead of making Kiddush Chodesh the 31st day, make the Kiddush Chodesh the 30th day? You see, we don't force it. We don't come and make Kiddush Chodesh 1 day earlier. Even if it's the 30th day, I still don't do Kiddush Chodesh if I didn't see the Levona. Masniso pligal Rabo. I'm bringing another, here's a medrash against Rabo, because it says, Yechol kishem shema'abim sashonu b'nei atzorich, kachi kachu sachodish b'nei atzorich. Ibur ashono, we have to add sometimes a month of the year when it's needed. But can we do the same thing by Kiddush Chodesh? Tomod lo'ima chodesh achar chodesh hemolchim. Meaning you have to see the Chodesh, you have to see the Levono. You will not do Kiddush Chodesh without seeing the Levono. That's against Rabo that he says you could do Kiddush Chodesh 1 day early. So we don't force a Chodesh to become a day earlier, making the Eidim testify a day when they didn't see the Levono. Masizo pligo Rabo, another question Rabo. It says, Yecholim lo niriso Levono l'shnei yomim, kach yikachus a Chodesh l'shnei yomim. As we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, if the Levana wasn't seen until the 32nd day of the month. So maybe we'll push the Rosh Chodesh to the 32nd day. Tomud Loimar Oysom Eilehem. That's the words in the same Pasuk. Ein Eile Moyadai. In other words, these are the ones that are the Moyadim. We have Oysom, but not more than that. Mivnei Shaloi Nirisos. This whole discussion was because you didn't see the Levana until the 32nd day. So we think maybe we'll do the Rosh Chodesh the 32nd day. Hayim Nirisos Loi, but if you saw it, so do the Kiddush Chodesh on the 31st day. Hadom, where this teaches us, Ein Me'am Minal Shaloi Nir Lekachoi. You see how important it is to see the Levana. The only reason over here that I'm thinking to wait to the 32nd day because I didn't see the Levana. Chiddush says you can't wait for the 32nd day. But if not, we would always wait for the Levana. So of course, I'm not going to do a Kiddush Chodesh on the 30th day if I didn't see the Levana. Says they want to buy a meimah. They wanted to say v'loy plinyan. It's not really a machloikas between Rabbo and Rav Zeira because we had questions of Rav Zeira. We have questions of Rabbo. Madom Rav Zeira b'shar kol chadashim. Madom Rabbo nisa v'al tishrei. The rest of the months I wait until I see the levon on what to do kiddush chodesh. But by tishrei and nisa, which the muyadim depend on it, so then we'll do kiddush chodesh even early, even without seeing the levona. Continues the Gemara Daf Chesam Ud Beis, Rabbi Yoimer Nisan or Nisaber Miyomov. Nisan was never on the 31st day. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was always on the 30th day of Adar. Adar was always, Chasa was always 29 days. Similar to Tanim, we found the Mishnah that says, Imbo Chodesh Bezmanoi. It refers to regarding the Ketores that comes from the Truma Chadasha. So it says, if the Truma Chadasha was on the 30th day of Adar, so that's when you do the Truma, you do the new Shkolim of the new year that starts on Shkolish Nisan. But if it was delayed by 1 day, so then you wait for the next day. So Mashma, that sometimes it was delayed, says the Gemara, Imba, Leiba. Yeah, the Mishnah just tells you, if it happened to be that Nisan was delayed by 1 day, so then this will be the Halacha. But it never actually happened. Also, Tishrei was never on the 31st day, meaning Elul was always Chos, it was only 29 days. So, what about the It's a Mishnah, Masechet Shviz, referring to if someone did some deal on Lamed Elul, if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's ready the day after Shemitah, so then the money's owed, and you don't say that Shemitah is Meshametis. And if the Chodesh, if it was Mu'ubar, if it was moved to the next day, so then Shemitah does Meshamet. Because that day still belongs to Shemitah. But you see, the Rosh Hashanah could be the day later. Meaning, if it was, that would be the halacha, but it never actually happened. When there was Kiddush Hashanah in Usha, So there's a story that we'll see later. So we'll see later, Machlekes, where do you say Malchus in the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah? Do you say the Kedushas Hashem with Ata Kadosh, or you say it with Kedushas Hayoyim? So it says that one in day number one, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochanan Breiko, did like Yochanan Ben Nuri, meaning he said the Malchus in Kedushas Hashem with Ata Kadosh. Shmuel Gamliel lo yehinu noragim ken biyamnes. Shmuel Gamliel said that was not the minig in Yavne. But here, Mishani, the next day, over of Chanino Bnei Shavi Seglili, came Chanino Bnei Shavi Seglili to be the Chazon, for Omer Kedivei Rabbi Akiva, he did like Rabbi Akiva, which means he said Malchus in Kedushas Hayoyim. Omer Shem Gamliel, Ken Ainu Agim B'Yavne. This is what we did in Yavne. So the Gemara about Tani Ketshuba, Rishon Rosheini, so you see here clearly, the Davin Rosh Hashanah Davining on the first day and the second day, which means so that year ended up that they pushed Rosh Hashanah to the 31st day. So that's what they had to Davin, that fills Rosh Hashanah one more day. So you see Rosh Hashanah here was day later. Says the Gemara, now we're going to use here the Gersa Reb Chaim, who gets to the, who skips the sentence, goes back to it in a moment. Ma'oba Rishon, Ma'oba Sheni. What does it mean, Rishon and Sheni? It doesn't mean the first day and the second day, like we understood till now. Rabbah, B'Shem Rav, Shana Rishon, V'Shana Ashniya. I mean, year number one, one came to be a Chazon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that's not the meaning in Yavne. Year two, someone else was the Chazon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that was the meaning in Yavne, meaning it was not 2 days of the same Rosh Hashanah, it was 2 different years. So the Bryce says clearly, not 2 different years, the same year or 2 different days. And so the Gemara, now we go back to the sentence we skipped before. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeir b'shem Rav Chisda, oisa shana niskalkelo. That year got ruined. Rav Chaim explains that they did Rosh Hashanah on the 29th day. It was completely the wrong day. They did Rosh Hashanah on the 29th day of Elul by mistake. They realized they made a mistake. Then they moved it. They did it the next day, which was the 30th day, which is the correct day of Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah was never on the 31st day of Elul, meaning Elul was always Chaser. Ketuvos Gemara says, Kitshu koitim lezman, did Kiddush before the Zman, or le'achar Yibur, after the Yibur, Yom Echot. We'll go on and explain it more, what does it mean? Yichol Yom Yikudosh, Kribi Ubi Kodosh, Tomod Lema Oysom, Oysom Eile Moyadai, Ein Eile Moyadai. So as Gemara said in Amud Aleph, the Moyadim only these 2 days, meaning Hoshesh could be only these 2 days, not any other day. Any other day is not the Moyad. So Gemara explains, what does it mean, Lifnei Zmanoi? Esrim Etei Shayoi, meaning the 29th day of the month. La'achar Yibur, Eshloish Yivishnayim, it was the 32nd day of the month. Hoshesh could be only on the 30th or the 31st. Says the Gemara, Minayin Shemayabim Sashono, Ala Goliyo Yisholu, Vadayin Loigyu. How do we know we do Yibur Hashanah, meaning we add a month to the year? If we know there are people that came to be oil a regal, but because of the rains they got stuck in the way, so we had a month for them to be able to come to Pesach. Tomad Leimar Bnei Yisrael Moyadai. It's the same pasuk we said before. We darshan over here. Ases Moyados sheyasu some kol Yisrael. We'll take into account for the Moyadim Am Yisrael. If Am Yisrael is not here, if part of Am Yisrael is not here, we're going to move the Moyadim, and we're going to move. We add a month to the year to move the Moyad for Am Yisrael to be able to come. It has to be that at least he reached Nahar Pas, he reached the area of Eretz Yisrael, so then we take him into consideration. I raised him in Kiddush. They did Kiddush HaChodesh based on Eidim. They found out the Eidim were lying. They were Zoyimim, they weren't even there. It's still Mekudosh, as we saw earlier in the first Perek, that once Beis Din do Kiddush HaChodesh, it is Mekudosh, even if it was by mistake. So come Rav Yosim, Rav Yudah Barpazi, Omalei, Atash Shemata Min Avuch Adom Yil. So did you hear this from your father? Continues the Gemara, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, Omalei, Ken Omar Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Medaktikim Be'edus HaChodesh. That's why my father said, Name Rabbi Yochanan, we're not medaktik very much in the Edus of Edus HaChodesh. So we go and we investigate the Edim so much, because the Kiddush HaChodesh, once based in the side, this is Kiddush HaChodesh, the Chodesh is Mekudosh, even if it was made by mistakes. That's why we're not going to come and investigate the Edim too much. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches.